The Romanesque Church of Santa Maria. As I commented before, this church is practically Romanesque, despite the fact that it has elements belonging to almost all previous periods. Firstly, if you look at the lateral walls, you will see two Roman pedestals with an inscription. Can you see them? In front of one of them, you can see the remains of the baptismal pool, which dates from the pre-episcopal basilica, before it was a Visigothic cathedral. Remaining from the period of the bishopric and cathedral is the church's real treasure, the apse with its mural paintings, which we have already commented on. At the beginning of the 12th century, the buildings became a priory, which existed for more than four centuries until 1596. This meant that Santa Maria became the monastery church, and numerous refurbishments were carried out in accordance with the Romanesque architectural style of the time. The church was consecrated in 1112, and, as was the custom, it was laid out from east to west. The floor plan is in the form of a Latin cross, and the apse, from the episcopal period, with its exterior square floor plan and interior semicircle, was maintained. There is no doubt, however, that the transept, as well as the dome and the bell tower, are Romanesque, dating from the first Romanesque period, to be precise. Something similar happened with the nave of the new building, which was covered, along with the arms of the transept, with barrel vaults. You can see that the vaults have a rugged appearance. That is because of the marks left by the trellises used for the formwork during construction. Now we're going to leave the Romanesque behind and pass on to the Gothic. If you go over to the north arm of the transept, where there are two Gothic altarpieces, we can continue the commentary.